Our final locker room chat here of the year on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network for the Valley Heights Mustang Boys. This locker room chat provided by Blue Valley Technologies. Season ending last Friday in a thriller against Onega. It was almost the opportunity to take the first win this season, but unfortunately ending the season 0-23 and also in 10 through league play. But coach, despite not being able to capture a win through the season, you had a very young unit who finished out the season very strong, lots improved, played in very tight games at the end of the year. How proud are you this season? And of these young players that you've had on your team, and also some thoughts on the season overall.
No, I'm extremely proud of the group and what they did this year. You always want to get a victory. You know, you don't want to go over, but these kids made huge strides, being so young, and from the first game to the very end, to where we started getting competitive in ball games. And as you said, we had our opportunity there at Onega to get a win. We had an opportunity with Chapman this year to get a win, and just couldn't quite get over the hump, some turnovers at the end and different things like that. But extremely, extremely proud of these young men, we got, like you said, we got a great nucleus coming back. We're only losing one person who played a lot and another senior that did not, but we'll be returning a bunch of kids. It'll be sophomores and a junior and a senior next year, and bringing in a nice eighth grade class as well. So very proud of the group.
You talk about the upcoming returners, then also some underclassmen some upcoming underclassmen from the eighth grade group. I mean, what are you kind of looking forward to? Who are some athletes that, are really some prospects that may be coming up here for you and your team?
Well, I think right now is just building these freshmen that we were playing majority of the season and getting them another year older and getting them in the weight room another year will just help us with our size difference amongst the juniors and seniors that we played in different things. And we got a couple eighth graders that'll come in maybe one that might give us have an opportunity at the varsity level. I don't know. We'll just have to see how he matures and how things go this summer. But we've got a group of eighth graders that'll come in and contribute to Valley Heights for years to come.
What are the biggest improvements that you kind of saw this season, especially from that, young group that will be very applicable going into the offseason and the next year?
Well, I mean, the one thing that I've been most proud about with these young kids is that they've competed to the end. And of every game we played, there isn't a game that I can think of that our kids did not compete to the end. And when you compete to the end, why, good things are going to happen. I think on the basketball court, I think, we started getting to where we understood how important having every possession and not turning the basketball over. We got our turnovers down in that, 10, 11 to 12 for a lot of the last 3, 4, 5 games, and that just allowed us to stay in ball games. So, I think just being able to ball control, being able to take care of the basketball, and the growth those young men made this season.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Thank you here for joining us for week number 11, aka our final week here of our coaches' shows. Coach, thank you for your time.
Yep, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you covering Mustang Athletics.
It's head coach Kenny Steinfort with the Valley Heights Mustang Boys. Again, this locker room chat this season has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies.